Great to have all of you back right here. Well, Wilson Stadium, Browns Overtime, everybody. Michael Reguy, Nathan Zagura, and pleased to be joined by a young man who's done a fabulous job with the wide receiving core this year, Browns wideout Andrew Hawkins. Andrew, I know you wanted this one badly. Came in against a very stout Buffalo defense. What were some of the inherent issues with the offense having the type of struggles it had today?
I think the biggest thing, we didn't execute. We had a good game plan. Obviously, we knew their front seven were one of the best in the league. And, you know, they wreaked havoc on us in a lot of ways, man. And we just weren't able to execute some of the plays.
Hawk, third quarter, no first downs for this offense. Got the turnover, weren't able to go forward and put points on the board. After Brian Hoyer's second interception, the switch was made to Johnny Manziel. Were you surprised by the move? And what did you see from Johnny in his debut?
I was a little surprised by the move. You know, but Johnny came out there. He executed an incredible drive that ended in a touchdown, using his feet to make plays, and which is, you know, the thing that excites everybody about Johnny.
Hawk, this football team, though, has itself in position, as we said. You know, 7-5 going into December with four football games to go. Pittsburgh loses today. Baltimore loses today. So there's relevancy there, and you control your own destiny. How do you feel that this football team will approach it this week and be able to shake this off quickly and get back to winning football against Indy?
Well, I don't think we have a choice but to, you know, go back to work and, you know, try to make things happen. And we have four opportunities. To try to, you know, make this season something memorable. And I think that's the way guys will approach it.
When you look at this passing game, obviously 2 weeks ago was a little bit better down in Atlanta. You averaged about 19 yards a catch, found more room to run there. What has Josh Gordon's return meant to this offense?
You know, Josh is an incredible talent, man. He demands so much attention. You know, and like I said, when you have one of the best wide receivers in the NFL, it can only be a good thing.
Hawk, finally, before we let you go with this type of disappointment today, can you give us a sense of what Mike Pettine's message was after a performance like this and knowing there is so much to play for in the month of December for this football team?
Well, it was just that. You know, just, you know, we don't overreact to wins and we don't overreact to losses. You know, hats off to the Bills. They got the better of us today. You know, but like I said, we have four opportunities in the month of December to end the season on a bang.
Andrew Hawkins, you've been terrific this year. Have a terrific December as well. And this football team get to where it needs to be. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you guys for having me.
All right, that's Andrew Hawkins, Cleveland Browns. As we said, he's done a phenomenal job this year. Don't go away. Speaking of phenomenal, when Browns Overtime returns, the man who blocked a field goal came up with a pick in his third straight game, Joe Hayden with Nathan and I. Don't move. That's coming up next.